Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Another sizzling hot day today, but hang on. Weather changes on the way with better rain chances later in the week and also somewhat cooler temperatures, too. Abundant sunshine today. Another hot day. We had 98 yesterday. We're looking for 97 today. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 72. Tomorrow's high in the middle 90s with widely scattered storms possible in the afternoon and evening hours. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday afternoon with a high temperature in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe even Monday. Looks like some very beneficial rainfall, and boy, did we need it. Our weather app will keep you on top of all this weather action, so get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Longtime Millbrook restaurant Smokehouse Barbecue closed its doors last week after its business license was revoked. Millbrook City officials say it was behind on sales tax payments, but the owner says she was working to pay what was owed. Smokehouse Barbecue had been open for over 25 years. Happening today, the Alabama Supreme Court will hear arguments in former House Speaker Mike Hubbard's appeal of his conviction on ethics charges. Hubbard was convicted in 2016 of improperly receiving consulting contracts and business investments from company executives. And the Montgomery Police Department is hosting a Junior Police Academy this week. This teaches sixth graders about conflict resolution, how to prevent bullying, and how to resist gangs. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why Wow Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Josie's on a vacation spot.
I don't wanna lose your love. back in the news and views. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, the world sounds different today.
It's always weird. I don't have my headphones on. I've got Carolyn's headphones on.
She's here, by the way, answering phone calls, 272-9228. If you want to get in on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, we do have a dignitary
in the studio. Guest.
An esteemed guest, the Honorable Todd Strange, the mayor of the great city of Montgomery. I almost said the great mayor of the city of Montgomery, which would be accurate. I think you've done a good job.
Well, you're kind. I appreciate
it. As you're winding
That's
everything down.
Pretty significant. Is that a superb? Superlative?
It could be. If I called you the greatest mayor, it would be a superlative.
Listen, there.
But I don't even know who all the other mayors are.
You know, the truth of the matter is, every mayor brings something to the table. And, you know, history will determine in 10, 20, 30 years, you know, how we've done for the last 10 years. You know, hopefully history will treat this tenure nicely, but we'll just leave that to others. But everybody says, well, are you counting the days down? Well, I could tell you how many days I have, but November 12th is my date, and I'm going to work like the dickens until 10:05 on November 12th to make sure we get all these projects that we've got bottled up that we hadn't been able to shook loose, and try to continue to move Montgomery forward. But we need everybody, every citizen, to be putting their shoulder to the wheel so that we can move our education system forward. We can get some of the issues that were out there relative to our law enforcement. We need to make sure that people are saying the right things and not just poisoning us with just the blanket statements about we got to do something about crime. You know, I can show you all the numbers in the world. I can show you the third-party endorsements that tell you that we're the safest city, big city in the state of Alabama. But all that's for naught if you have a incident of crime. So,
are there any jobs on the way to Montgomery? Are there any big jobs?
There are always jobs on the way to Montgomery. It's incredible. The vast majority of job creation is always from the existing industries. And we have a lot of automotive suppliers, particularly since we're moving into more production of the Santa Fe's. That's always coming. We've got several projects with automotive there. We've got some quality of life projects that are not only going to involve jobs, but are going to be good things for particularly our young and millennials to be able to do. And then we always have the technology side of the equation. We just announced 50 new jobs, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, when a company came from Baltimore to add 50 coding jobs, high-tech jobs. And as we move a little bit closer to the F-35, we're going to see a ton of contractors coming in, and they will be 10s, 20s, 30s, 50s being able to locate here, will be needed to locate here to be able
What's
to...
What's the timeline on the F-35?
F-35 could be here as early as late 22, but more expected 23. We're in the process right now of spending $100 million getting ready for them. And
are
again,
we going to keep the S-16s here?
No. They go away. They're the oldest block.
Are they staying here until
no.
the,
well, oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
F-35?
Yeah, they will. And that was really what the whole issue was, that if we hadn't gotten the 35, the F-16s would have gone away, and we would have lost that mission, that flying mission. Now, we might have got something else, but this is the certainty that we'll have into the next 50 years, the state-of-the-art F-35. And it saved 1,000 jobs. It's going to add about 700 or 800 jobs, but more importantly, it's going to create the necessity for us to get serious about our technology. And while we've been serious at our level, it forces us to do something in the educational arena, and that's what is the most significant thing about this. As early as your elementary school, we got to start working STEM and getting that into the equation, and certainly at the middle and high school level, so we can graduate those individuals that are can be the maintainers of these F-35s, because that's at the end of the day. I mean, the pilots fly it, and they're very competent and capable, but these are not mechanical anymore. They're electronics and computers, and that's what's got to be maintained.
At the state level, because it doesn't seem like the Montgomery area is getting the jobs that Huntsville and other states are getting. No other real area is getting it except Huntsville and Alabama, and every other state seems to beat us. If you could wave a magic wand and change things, not at the local or county level, but at the state level, to make Alabama more competitive, because we don't seem to be as competitive as Tennessee and Florida and Georgia and South Carolina.
I think you'll find the actual statistics will reveal differently. From Huntsville's standpoint, they are the king right now because of the technology side of the equation. But if you look at historically for Montgomery and capital expenditure, job creation, these we're always going to be in the 1-2 time frame. I just saw the report last Friday. Except for Huntsville, we have more people employed in the city of Montgomery than Birmingham, Mobile, or any other city. And so we're almost at full employment. The big issue for us is we've got to grow the employee base. We got to be able to get, and that's what I said about the technology. So I think the state does quite well in that front. Now, we all know that education is the biggest obstacle, not only in Montgomery, but also the state, because we're always in that, 38, 39th,
Is that what holds Alabama back?
I think it's part and parcel of that. Our infrastructure is also one of the big things, and that led all of us to get behind the infrastructure.
What do Texas, Tennessee, and Florida have that Alabama doesn't?
Well, they got humongous infrastructure. They got a ton of college situations. They've got a lot of money.
Does their 0% income tax make them more competitive than us?
I don't know that does. I know that we are one of the least taxed states in the United States. They have no income tax, but they got a huge property tax. We don't have any property tax, but yet we got 5%.
And our schools reflect that.
Our schools actually do reflect that. So would I like to change sales tax for property tax? Absolutely, because it's more stable and gets you some certainty.
You can't hide property. You can hide sales. You can do sales in cash and not charge.
You can hide property by current use.
Well, that's you and me both, brother. I've been beating that drum for 5 years in the air. Nothing changes, I promise.
Nothing changes. I was riding down Vaughan Road, in the middle of the heart, probably 500 feet from the central part of the city of Montgomery. And there we got cattle grazing in the field.
Right. Not only that, you have go Vaughan Road from Bell Road out.
Yeah.
Those churches aren't taxed either.
Those churches aren't taxed.
But they want police and fire.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to touch that one.
Well, I would. I would.
Go right ahead. Yeah. Are you running for an office?
No. Not now. But no, I mean, there's got to be something. It's got to be something different because we have deep water ports. We have interstate highway systems. We've got rivers. We've got all the cheap power, more water than you could ever use. And Georgia and Florida and Tennessee are kicking our butts on all three sides of us. Mississippi's Mississippi. But I don't understand what could we do at the state level, because I'm not asking you to comment on this. I don't think Greg Canfield's the right guy for the job, but
the state of Alabama just got awarded the number one economic development state in the entire United States of America.
You can buy those awards. I'm not worried about that.
I don't think you can buy those kind of awards. Various organizations. Okay. We continually get that scenario. Now, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you that marketing is not a part of that.
Right.
But at the same time, if you're in the top five, you're still doing a decent job.
But that's just some organization looking at it. There's no jobs that follow.
Everything that you just mentioned has to do with infrastructure. Now we've got some wherewithal. The port. Now we're going to get a deeper water port.
Yeah.
That's significant. Perhaps it is that we don't do a good enough job of marketing the assets that we have.
Yeah, I think it comes at the state level. I don't think it's Montgomery or Autauga County or Elmore County. I don't think it's the city of Montgomery. I think it comes from the state. I just don't think our Department of Commerce is doing a very good job. I really don't.
I don't think they have the resources to be as effective as we can. And given what we've got, And given what we have done, I think it's a magnificent job.
Well, reasonable people can disagree. We'll take some phone calls, 272-9228, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Red Top and Cooper, if you'll hang through the break, we'll get to you after the break. If you don't hang through the break, we'll continue a scintillating discussion with the mayor of the great city of Montgomery.
We better send CPR pretty quick, he'll be.
I know. Old Dave, he's having to take off his bandana.
I know.
Water went down the wrong pipe.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be back.
Here goes my old girlfriend. There's another diamond ring. And all those late night promises, I guess they don't mean a thing. So baby, what's the story? Did you find another man? Is it easy to sleep in the bed that we made? When you don't.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Spring is in full swing now, and Cathouse Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cathouse Marine is the place to go. At Cathouse Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cathouse Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cathouse Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service. It's time for the 2019 Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association invites you to check out their central site in Lockwood, as well as three additional villages. The 2019 Ideal Home is located in Lockwood, and the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association is eager for you to see all of the more than 30 homes on the parade route. Pick up your free guide for the 2019 Parade of Homes at any Riverbank location in the River Region. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th in Montgomery.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000. And many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
This is the sound of the DQ Cheeseburger Lovers deal being calculated by a cheeseburger lover.
Two DQ cheeseburgers. Huh, just $4. Two DQ doubles with cheese, only $5?
And this is the sound of that cheeseburger lover checking that math.
Wait. Two DQ cheeseburgers, $4, and two DQ doubles with cheese, $5. I'm burger rich.
The DQ Cheeseburger Lovers Deal. DQ. Happy, tastes good. Price and participation may vary.
Summer's closer than you think. So are Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, with up to 40% off appliance special buys, like an LG Mega Capacity Top Load Washer and Electric Dryer for just $5.98 each. That'll save loads. But hurry, just like summer, they'll be gone before you know it. Today is the day for doing, with Memorial Day savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas Dryer Extra. See store for details. Valid through June 5th.
I hope Dave's okay.
He blew out here. I hadn't heard any sirens.
I ain't either. He blew out here with water going down the wrong pipe and ended back up the stairs.
Wait, since. Ate his vitamins?
Yeah, he took his vitamins or ate his vitamins.
Ate his vitamins, yeah.
Yeah. Well, everybody does it differently, I guess.
I was gonna say, it's a delayed reaction because
that's right.
He's so big.
He took his vitamins and 20 minutes later they hit his stomach. Todd Strange is in the studio, the mayor of the great city of Montgomery, 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry here with you on a daily basis. Speaking of Montgomery, great business right here in the city of Montgomery, Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're right downtown, right one block off of Madison. This is how valuable real estate is. He said, man, we could move one block off of Madison and offer our customers a whole lot better deals. So
well,
he
consolidated.
Yeah, he consolidated. He had two garages, and he pushed it down to one. Jenkins Tire and Auto, right there at the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Just go down Madison until you get to Perry Street, hang a right. It's right there on the left. All you got to do is drop your car off in the morning. They'll get you to work. Anywhere really in the River Region, they'll get you up to work, and you come back in the afternoon, pick up your car, and go home. They do most service in one day, tires and just about anything else. I don't know much about cars. I'm not like a big mechanic type, so I don't know what all they do.
Well, cars
they do a whole lot of stuff.
Cars are just electronics today. You got to have the diagnostic equipment.
Oh, they got it all. They can plug stuff in
zip. See, mechanics, it's changed.
That's why they call them technicians now.
That's right. Absolutely.
Now that's high tech. That's high tech stuff now. They got ASE certified mechanics. They got diesel certified mechanics, and people work on 18 wheelers and tractors and everything else.
You can't be a shade tree anymore.
No, you cannot. I mean, you just absolutely cannot.
Unless you got a shade tree car.
Well, unless you got a 67 Buick. But anyway, go by Jenkins Tire and Auto when you get a chance. Mike Jenkins, great guy. Great guy over there. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, the mayor of the great city of Montgomery.
And the Mowry report is he's back in the studio.
Are you going to make it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, he's going to make it. He's going
to
make it. Red Top.
A weird reaction to some medicine.
That's all right. Red Top, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mayor. How you doing, sir?
I'm just hunky-dory. I hope you are.
Oh, yes, sir. Just scorching hot, that's all.
Yeah, 98 degrees.
Let me ask you a question about property taxes and the incentives the state of Alabama gives big corporations. I didn't get this answer out of the legislators, but average Alabamian pays $241 in incentives for big companies to come do business in Alabama. Is part of that incentive property tax? And one reason why I asked this in New Louisiana, none of these big companies pay property tax, so none of the money of the benefits of these corporations go to schools. So what is the status of that situation here? Does that make sense, my question?
Oh, yeah,
sir?
No, I'm prepared to answer it. Incentives are just the nature of the business today. They don't make a project, they are just help you be competitive. In Alabama, you can abate up to 20 years of ad valorem tax. 10 is pretty standard with certain amount of jobs, but you never abate the property tax educational portion. So always you'll have the educational portion. There was just a big project by the county in southern part of the state. No jobs associated with it, but there's millions of dollars of tax that's going to go, ad valorem tax is going to go to education, and that's the reason that they agreed to make the incentive available. So education has always benefited by having these big companies come into the state, big companies and small companies.
Appreciate your call, Red Top. Yeah, education is the one tax that can't be abated.
That's correct.
Cooper, you're on the air with the mayor of the city of Montgomery.
Mr. Mayor, thanks for making yourself available.
Yes, sir.
Two quick questions. I've always thought, you know, we have a great sanitation department, and I still do. But lately, I've noticed trash being in front of houses longer than it used to be. Is something going on?
No, sir. To the extent that trash is out there and it's there at the appropriate time, we'll pick it up. What sometimes happens is that you get evictions and the owner of the property will throw all the trash, if you will, and old furniture to the curb. Frankly, that is not a city responsibility to pick that trash up. We'll eventually do it and charge the owner. But and the other thing that you see is people taking advantage of debris and shrubbery and things like that. They just have a company come in and do all of the landscape, and then that company, who has the obligation to take it off, will have it out front ready for the city to pick it up again under the order. ordinance, those commercial activities need to haul it off. And so from that standpoint, because it's been in the time frame of the spring and there hadn't been a lot of rain, people are doing things to get ready for the summer. And so, again, at the end of the day, we'll probably end up doing it, try to charge somebody to do that. But the first obligation is for the owner or the commercial enterprise to do that. Nothing's happened relative to force or anything like that. The only thing that we are doing different with our sanitation is the fact that we now have artificial intelligence and real-time video to be able to know, to see, in fact, if a trick truck went by and didn't do what they were supposed to do, you'll be able to GPS and know where they are. So it's a really good management tool to do that. But if you've got a specific thing, best thing to do is to get it to 311, and eventually something will happen relative to that. But we're going to try to get the company or the owner of the property who has put it out there in violation of the ordinance to pick it up first.
Appreciate your call, Cooper. Chris, you're on the air with Mayor Todd Strange.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question. You know, when Amazon decided they're not going to stay in Brooklyn area and all this, I've always wondered if, you know, is there somebody that said, you know, I'm going to take a shot at this and try to contact or reach out to somebody like Amazon to see if, you know, some type of something could be worked out to bring somebody like that to Montgomery.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if anybody thinks out of the box to kind of, hey, you know, we're going to take a shot at this and see what happens and get some type of communication back.
Sure. We do that all the time. Everybody knows when these big projects are out, they put out RFPs and invite proposals. Obviously, we've done some things knowing that we didn't have a chance, but getting some experience, we've done that. In the Amazon, specific Amazon case, we actually had a meeting to decide if we were going to participate, and we made a determination that we had zero chance because we didn't even meet the criteria. Is an international airport and various other technical, and it was going to cost a couple of million dollars just to put in the RFP. So we decided to pass on that particular one. But take Hyundai, for instance. We never had any idea that we would be able to win that scenario, but we did. And we learned a lot on that. We've done that a number of times. The F-35 is another good example. There was a lot of other people that we thought had a better chance than us, but because of the community coming together and the Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development, Ella McNair and her staff really worked with us to do the technical part of it. But at the end of the day, it's the elected officials between the city and the county and the state that make the decision on what incentives and, you know, what the strategies are and that kind of thing.
Appreciate your call, Chris. And go ahead.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You were the head of ADO when Hyundai came in, right?
I was.
So that's what became the Department of Commerce.
I'd been there about 7 days when we made our first trip on Thanksgiving 2001 to go to Korea to start that adventure.
So what I'm saying is that, you know, sometimes you have to know your limits, like on the Amazon thing. Why spin your wheels and spend all that money you know you're not going to get it?
Well, when you're disqualified from the beginning.
When you don't have the prereqs.
Right. It's funny. There are two projects in Alabama that, obviously, you can take credit for Hyundai if you were at ADO when it happened.
Nobody takes credit for that. Everybody had a part in that.
Well, there are two projects everyone takes credit for.
Yeah? Which one?
Mercedes and Hyundai. there are more people that were responsible for getting Mercedes to Alabama than were roommates with Governor Wallace.
Well, that's actually a fascinating story, and I do know the story.
More people than were at Woodstock.
I do know the players, and again, it's never.
But I've never met anyone who's like. I've talked to 1,000 people like, you know, I'm the reason Mercedes is here.
I
sealed that deal.
Yeah, RSA was a big deal. Power Company was a big deal. Tuscaloosa was a big deal. The governor was a big deal. You know, everybody plays their role. I am always amazed, as you indicate, we do know a little bit about Hyundai, the number of people that have actually claimed credit for
that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, Well, they may have said, well, I think we ought to do that or something else. But again,
they want that producer credit.
Always takes a village. It always takes a village.
Well, it does. But you know, there's somebody who is like, you know, Alabama's nice. Yeah. You know, you gotta come to Alabama. And, I got them here. You know, I said it.
There's an interesting presentation that Ellen McNair and I have been making to Leadership Alabama, Leadership Montgomery, other organizations, the story of how we got Hyundai. And some people have encouraged us to write a book about it. I'm not going to do that, but there are some really great
stories.
Well,
if you do, no one will read it.
Yeah, and there's some really great stories and things that you'll always remember. Certain things happen, and when you got to impasses and how those impasses, you know, got broken. Same thing with the F-35. I mean, those were not easy situations.
Yeah.
But we do that over and over and over again. And I can tell you, Yokohama Tire, we were trying to get that particular one. We didn't get Yokohama Tire, but we ended up with a golf sponsorship, Yokohama Tire, that PGA, because of how we had handled that other thing. So you never burn a bridge when you're working with clients. Jihad is another one that we recently got, a German company, and how the competition was out there. Everybody thought Jihad came here because of Hyundai. No, Jihad came here because they had BMW up in the Carolinas, and they wanted to get Tuscaloosa Mercedes, but guess who's right here, too? Honda and Hyundai.
Yeah, so they get it all in one.
Yeah, all in one. And so they're always exciting opportunities, and you make a value judgment of whether you're going to go after it.
Well, I tell people to make a value judgment of when your concrete needs need to be met. Get in touch with Tom Latham over at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies.
What a great transition.
Well, the king of the segue.
He is the king of the segue.
Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. That's how you get in touch with Tom Latham over there. You know, every business has to have a foundation. Your house has to have a foundation as well. Tom Latham over at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies can put that foundation in place for you. You can also do patios, driveways, walkways, curbing, and so much more. 284-9292, 284-9292. You can check them out online, pennyiron.co. Find that Facebook page. Look at the before and after pictures. Watch some of the progress pics. Really impressive stuff, particularly the dyed and stamped and decorative concretes. It's cool how that all develops and how you do it.
And he's done work for us.
He's a great guy.
He really is
a good guy. 284-9292. I talked to him yesterday. Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
It's totally time to break out your neon and acid wash jeans. It's 80s night. Join the Biscuits on June 6th as we celebrate all things 80s at Riverwalk Stadium. The first 1,000 fans, 15 and over, will receive a free cassette tape Ringer t-shirt presented by Gibson's Tire Pros. Each Thursday night game features a free t-shirt along with Thirsty Thursday drink specials. Gates open at 5:30 and shirts will not last long. For more information and to see all 11 t-shirt designs, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com. Bacon.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, 3 generations, and the 4th generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ, Troy, Garrett, and check them out on Facebook. Ward's Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Another sizzling hot day today, but hang on. Weather changes on the way with better rain chances later in the week and also somewhat cooler temperatures, too. Abundant sunshine today. Another hot day. We had 98 yesterday. We're looking for 97 today. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 72. Tomorrow's high in the middle 90s with widely scattered storms possible in the afternoon and evening hours. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday afternoon with a high temperature in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe even Monday. Looks like some very beneficial rainfall, and boy, did we need it. Our weather app will keep you on top of all this weather action, so get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
All right, guys, welcome back in.
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out.
Todd Strange is the guest. He is the he's the mayor of the great city of Montgomery, where News and Views is headquartered right here.
Whoa.
Always enjoy.
What? Headquartered.
Oh, yeah, we're headquartered. We're international.
What, can we count this as another headquarters company?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
News and Views is headquartered here.
Well, it would be much expected then.
We were heard in Netherlands just the other day.
Oh, wow.
So you can look on our little
really
app.
Big in Canada.
We're massive in Canada.
Well, how about Australia? Because I'm going to be there at the latter part of December.
Well, you ought to open up the app and we'll see you
can
there.
Can I find you?
Yeah.
Okay. Except when you're on, I'm going to be sleeping.
You know what, though?
You can listen anytime.
If you look at the little app IPs, we have probably 5 or 6 daily listeners in California. California. They have to be former Alabamians that moved out.
Yeah, there. Right. They had to know about you.
And we got a bunch of Panhandle listeners, tons in Birmingham. Yeah. I mean, dozens in Birmingham. So they have to be people who came through Montgomery or from Montgomery who then leave and tune back in every day just to get an idea what's going on here, I guess.
They right? have a call in?
One of the ladies from California has called in a few times.
Say, rescue me, rescue me.
Yes, I can't afford the taxes out here. It's ridiculous.
The Canadian guys call in.
Yeah, we got two in Canada, Aldo. And
well, as a matter of fact, you didn't ask me, but the old mall?
Yeah, the Montgomery Mall.
The centerpiece has been purchased.
By whom?
Three Canadians.
We're huge. What do you think got them here?
They're just going to sell syrup. It's just going to be a giant mall for syrup.
And blue beer.
That's right.
And Labatt's. It's going to be Labatt's Blue and maple syrup.
You know, we got the
and
police
moose
and fire.
Horns.
But we'll be on 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Police and fires on one side, lamp and impacts on the other side. But there's 275 or 300.
Dave, you know how everybody takes credit for Hyundai and Mercedes?
Yeah, that's right.
We're taking credit for this. Because we're huge in Canada.
You need to be an investor then.
Well, no, that's
they are right. Looking for investors.
Oh, I can imagine they are.
If you're listening in Canada, you've got two investors lined up.
Well, I'll throw them a bone. What can they get me for Tree Fitty?
Right.
The Goodson Group, 551-0225. If you want to buy or sell real estate, the real estate market in Montgomery is
hot.
Smoking hot.
Did you see the article? The hottest in the state of Alabama.
That doesn't surprise me.
Last
these houses.
Week.
There are four houses for sale on my street right now in Pike Road, and I'm going to guess none of them are still for sale on July 1.
I was
going to
say, the inventory is going south, south, south.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's amazing what's going on. The Goodson Group, man, if you want to buy a house or sell a house, 551-0225. If you want to go to real estate school, jump on the website, thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com. You can find it there. Again, the phone number, 551-0225. When you think real estate in the River Region, think smoking, scorching hot real estate market. It is smoking right now. If you've ever wanted to see if you can sell your house, now's the time to put it on the market and see what you can fetch. And if you want to buy a house, you better hustle. You better hustle. You better get a guy like Bo Goodson on your side. 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. The mayor of the great city of Montgomery is in the studio. Clint is on the phone.
Good day, guys. How are you?
How are you, Clint?
Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
You know, I was born in Montgomery in 1954, raised in Tuscaloosa. Down back in Elmore County. I agree with you, sir, that Huntsville Mobile is the technology side of the state. But Montgomery is the historical site of the state.
Absolutely.
And I just like to thank you for the job you have done, sir. I'm concerned about my capital city. And I think you have done an outstanding job, sir.
Well, you're very kind. History is how we got to where we are, and we want to continue to celebrate our history, all of it. But we also got to move forward with the technology side of the equation and create the job. You know, from a historical standpoint, we've got tons of people coming to see what Montgomery, the totality of our history. And we need to take care of that because the infrastructure, we've got several hotels that are coming on. As a matter of fact, we'll have 220 rooms coming online mm-hmm. in the month of June.
And that's still good.
Is not enough. That's still not enough. You'll be staggered to know that $972 million was spent by the travel industry in Montgomery, Alabama last year. That's almost $1 billion.
Well, let me say this. My wife and I did a little staycation a few weeks ago. Went to dinner, went shopping, got a hotel room. It's hard to find a hotel room on 2 days' notice in Montgomery, Alabama.
And it's
it is
expensive, too.
It was $169 for an average hotel room.
I've been hearing higher than that.
And you had to call two or three places to find a place.
Well, one thing that's causing that is we have about 200 rooms, 100 at Renaissance and 100 at Embassy Suites, that are out of service on a rolling basis because they're redoing the soft side of the equation. They're doing rooms now, and then they'll do the common areas.
Hey, Mayor, am I still on?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to carry on this call. I just want to say thank you,
You're
sir,
kind.
For the job you have done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
And no buts.
That's right.
No
what
buts.
That mean?
They don't say you did a great job, but.
No, I think, listen, I the real estate market's hot in Montgomery. That's not an accident. The hotel market is hot in Montgomery. A lot of that, I hear, is because of the lynching museum. The people
call
love
it
that.
The Legacy Museum, but
whatever.
Why are they
you
here?
Know what I mean.
Why are they here? Who sold him the property?
Todd Strange.
No, Todd Strange didn't, but the city of Montgomery did.
Yeah, well,
some people have accused me of being the owner of that particular property.
No, I didn't. I wasn't saying that by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I'm just saying some have.
Well,
but I didn't, and I don't.
Well, no, I mean it was foresight. It was planning. I was nervous when it came in because I didn't want it to turn into some flashpoint civil rights
no
problem.
No question about it.
We get along so well in Montgomery on the civil rights side. We really do.
And I
would hate for something to come in and mess up
the
balance.
It hasn't.
It hasn't.
On the whole, it's improved it.
No, and I was wrong on that, and I'm fine with it.
And
I'm fine to admit that.
The national and international media that we've been able to get, we get a lot of credit for confronting and reconciling, you know, our history. And as I've said to many people that call, whether it be the New York Times or Wall Street Journal, you know, people come and see, so we don't repeat that, but they're also spending a dime or two in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was nervous because I didn't want anything to disrupt what I feel like is very good racial harmony in Montgomery.
Right.
We don't have the problems a lot of other cities have.
I'm knocking on wood.
I know, but we don't have the Baltimore problem. We don't have the Ferguson problem. Cincinnati had race riots a few years ago. We've always, you know, we had our problems in the 50s and the 60s, but for the most part,
it's not that.
We don't have it here.
We've worked at that.
Yeah.
I think our chief has done a really good job in that arena.
Yeah.
At the same time, we've got to make sure that those bad guys and girls get taken care of. And we're really trying to do that in a new and different and unique way. And this Star Watch program that we've got is paying huge, huge, huge dividend. It's a force multiplier by 50, 75 officers. Now we are on virtual patrol 24/7.
Tommy B., you were on the air with the mayor.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're just having a wonderful time because it's air conditioned in here.
That's good. Talking about real estate and investments and stuff, this new solar panel thing just south of Hyundai, do you know who owns that land, that 800,000
the one, acres? The one that just got announced?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is an international company that actually bought it, but they're in partnership with the Rural Electric Company.
Tommy, I found out who owns it, and I had some suspicions at first that it might be connected to a politician around here, but it's not.
It's not.
It's not. No. And I found out who it was, and it's a private citizen. I don't want to go mess with
it. The private citizen owned it.
Owns
right.
the land.
Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah. And he sold it at a fair.
Well, he leased it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, so he still owns it. But listen,
50-year lease maybe?
Yeah, 25 I think.
Right.
But anyway, it's a private guy. He's an upstanding guy. He's a decent member of the community, and there's no shenanigans with it. I looked into it.
But he's not a former, you know, anything with the city, county, state, or anything?
Nope. Nope. Just a private guy.
Yeah. I've been told the name, and I didn't recognize the name,
yeah,
although
too.
He is an old-line family down in that southern part of the county.
No. He, do you know something? Are you suggesting something, or are you really genuinely asking?
No, I'm just asking.
No, it's all on the up and up. Actually, I used to live on the adjacent property where it's going, and so I know those folks down there.
Right.
And let me ask this, the city does buy, what realty company does the city use to turn around that property and sell? Who sells it?
We hadn't bought any property in forever.
Not done that way.
If we bought some property, I was trying to think of something we bought recently, but if we did, whoever represented that piece of property, we'd go through that real estate agent.
So nobody with the city, county, state is tied up, you know, in the realty business?
No, nope.
Okay. Now, I mean, the third and final question is, do you have any investments? You talked about investments. Do you have any investments in these new hotels coming in?
Me personally?
Yes, sir.
No, sir. No, sir.
You don't?
No, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. You don't want to get in the hotel business.
Actually, back in my blunt days, I was managing partner for two different hotels that we were general partners in.
Yeah, you're not anymore, right?
And don't want to be.
Exactly.
Those were tough deals. We did a really good job of building them and running them and selling them, but
you don't want to get into that.
I don't want to be in that.
Not at 70.
Yeah. That's right.
I promise you don't. All right, we'll be back.
Yeah.
biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
This is the sound of the DQ Cheeseburger Lovers deal being calculated by a cheeseburger lover.
Two DQ cheeseburgers. Huh, just $4. Two DQ doubles with cheese. Only $5?
And this is the sound of that cheeseburger lover checking that math.
Wait. Two DQ cheeseburgers, $4, and two DQ doubles with cheese, $5. I'm burger rich.
The DQ cheeseburger lover's deal. DQ, happy, tastes good. Price and participation may vary.
Summer's closer than you think. So are Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, with up to 40% off appliance special buys, like an LG Mega Capacity Top Load Washer and Electric Dryer for just $5.98 each. That'll save loads. But hurry, just like summer, they'll be gone before you know it. Today is the day for doing, with Memorial Day savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas Dryer Extra. See store for details, valid through June 5th.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. 5.5 minutes to the top of the hour. Another example of why the off-the-record during the break discussions are fantastic. New Look Decorating, guys. New Look Decorating is fantastic. They don't mess around. They don't cut corners. These guys do everything right. New Look Decorating, Brian Carr, Brett Lanham over there. They're on Atlanta Highway, just where Bell Road dead ends into it. I was talking to somebody just the other day and said they bought some paint in there, and the color was absolutely phenomenal. They said they wanted it to be the same color nude as some shoe they brought in there. Boom, perfect, absolutely the same color. Guys, they can match anything. They can match absolutely any color. If you sit around and doing what you love, you never work a day in your life, right? That's what they say. Brett Landon and Brian Carr make paint, and they love it. And they love helping people. They got designers on staff. They rent pressure washers. They got wallpaper, wall coverings, paints, the Benjamin Moore, high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. Go to New Look Decorating for all your interior needs. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it. And tell them Dave and Barron said hey while you're in there. The mayor of the great city of Montgomery, Todd Strange, is in the studio. Got about 4 minutes left in the top of the hour. Anything that we haven't hit?
Well, I'd just like to comment. The gentleman was asking about any property investments that I have in Montgomery. You know, I was just trying to think. I think except for my homestead, I don't own any other property in Montgomery, Alabama. I owned a bunch when we were in the car business. But the good news is somebody wanted that a lot more than we wanted to keep it, so that was good.
It's the same thing with an arm's length transaction. You know, you've got something that that they want, and they've got something you want, so you make a trade.
Yeah.
But what is the future of Montgomery? What's our role, not just in the state, but in the Southeast or even nationally? Are we going to be just sort of a service town?
No, not at all. I think that we're on the cusp of being a really recognized and, in fact, a technology hub. We've got all the ingredients with Maxwell, with Gunter, with MGM Works, with our smart city initiatives, with the partnerships that we have with our utility companies. We just were named as one of the top five smart cities. We were named the top 10 digital cities. We had more increase in entrepreneurial activity in the technology sector from 17 to 18. And so with the F-35 coming and with some of the things that our PEO, which is the acquisition arm at Gunter out there, we have the opportunity to really blow it and rival Huntsville, frankly, in some of the technology side of the equation. Now, you know, if they get Space Command or something like that in Huntsville, that's going to change the paradigm, but their Space Command is our F-35. And to the extent that we're going to have thousands of jobs in the technology sector, and I've talked about that a lot, but I need to have your list and our citizens understand the magnitude of what that F-35 does. It will rival Hyundai in the economic impact to us in a 10-year time frame. But it won't start, really. It's starting now with the construction, but it really will start ramping up in 23, 24, and 25. We've got computer centers that are talking with us, and we have some verbal agreements to locate data centers here in Montgomery predicated on that future potential of these governmental contractors wanting to come in here and be a part of the explosion.
I don't know how to put this. What's the easiest way? In terms of the five or six major cities, and I'm counting Lee County kind of as one, Huntsville, Mobile, Montgomery, Tuscaloosa, Birmingham. What's the role of Montgomery in Alabama's future?
Yeah.
Again, you sort of answered it on a national level just a second ago, but in terms of where we fit in the state's development with Hyundai doing all the technological space stuff and Tuscaloosa becoming, seems like kind of the new capital. I mean, there's sort of all the power center for the state seems to be up in Tuscaloosa. Are we just state employees?
No, not at all. Every major city in the state and even the minor cities, everybody has their role. Mobile is aerospace and port.
Yeah.
Shipbuilding and things like that. Huntsville is space. Birmingham is medical. Tuscaloosa is educational. What we have opportunity is in the automotive sector to own the automotive sector, to own the travel sector, to have so many opportunities for people coming in for whether it be our sports or whether it be our history. In fact, we're the state capital. We'll always be a service-oriented center because we are, in fact, the major health as well as governmental sector. But to the extent